What can you tell us about Connor Hellebuyck's absence?
Yeah, he's ill today, so he came in, got some, got a meal in him, and went back home, but he won't back up tonight.
Eric is en route, I guess.
Correct.
Okay. What do you expect him from the Predators? They have a little bit of a different look.
Yeah, so the Granlund didn't play in their last game, so they'll. But their structure in a lot of ways hasn't changed, right? You've got the Johansson line, like we've got the Scheifele line, they've got the Bonino line, like we've got the Lowry line, and now they've got the Turris Hayes combination, and so that hasn't changed. They've got a real deep back end that gets up the ice very, very aggressive off the rush with that idea, and a heavy forechecking team. So their game hasn't changed. It's the quality of maybe a couple of wingers has certainly improved.
Kiselevich has been hurt a little bit too, and right. What will it take for him to get acclimated and maybe be an
well,
option?
Well, first he's got a he's just coming off what Hellebuck's going into, so it'll be a light day for him today. We'll get him a full practice and then see where we are tomorrow.
Is that running through the team?
Well, hope not. You know, we went through that that virus or that cough that everybody had in November. I thought that was a real problem. We had a big chunk of our guys went through that, and it took them a long time to come out. You're hoping it's just one or two, but usually it gets to more than that.
How much of the rivalry between these two was created last spring?
A big chunk of it. So systems and style, we have slightly different systems, but in terms of style of game, I think our personnel is a little different, but the style is the same. Both teams really aggressive and get to nets and play a hard, fast game. So that alone, when we've gotten together, there have been some games, right? So the visual that I have is in Nashville in the regular season. It was either last year or the year before, but Wes McCauley has put all 10 players into the penalty box on two-minute unsportsmanlike conduct penalties. So there's nobody on either bench, and there's... I don't know, I think we ended up having eight or nine in the penalty box that night. So there's an intensity between these two teams. And then the playoffs certainly brought out that again.
Learn things about players in games like this? Is that a whole new animal to see a player in?
It's a different experience in those big rivalry games, right? The guys that, for the most part, I think, because we've played each other so much, everybody raises their game. You learn something. You learn, I think, who loves that kind of hockey that and both teams seem to, right? That was such a battle back and forth in the playoffs last year. Neither team being able to capture home dominance, which would have surprised anybody because we're dominant home team, so are they. But that intensity sometimes can trump all of it.